Well, UMD is offering an MBA at a lower price. And if that's not enough, they've also offered some major scholarships. Tuition never goes down. So we've got to get the story. On the line with us this morning is our guest, Dr. Amy Haitapelto. She's the dean of the Leibovitz School of Business and Economics. Amy, good morning.
Good morning, Lisa. You said that correctly. Thank you so much.
Yay! I had to make sure that I got the proper coaching because our Finnish staff member would have my head if I got it wrong. All right. Now, tuition never goes down. Never goes down. Ever. What's going on?
Well, as far as we know, this is historic, and it actually hasn't happened as far back as we can imagine. Historically, we have not been able to set at the University of Minnesota Duluth the tuition for our graduate MBA program. It was set through the system in the Twin Cities, and we've been lobbying for some time to be able to set our tuition at a level that we think is appropriate to serve our region. And this spring, the Board of Regents approved our request to reduce our tuition by approximately 25%. In fact, it was the only reduction on the docket. All of the rest were tuition increases.
UMD has been going through some much talked about budget cuts. How does that work? I guess I don't really understand the way that things are connected. Obviously, you mentioned that you had to go to the Board of Regents in the Twin Cities, but did anyone at UMD say, hey, wait, whoa, no, we're not doing that. We're trying to make budget cuts, not tuition cuts.
We did modeling and tuition projections. This is a very small, intimate MBA program, and we demonstrated that it would take a fairly small increase in enrollment to compensate for the reduction in tuition. So we made that case. It's not that the university has to pay any extra money. If we're wrong, the Leibovitz School will eat the difference.
Well, the lovely thing about being MBAs is that you are clever and you know all of these things, and that's why you are MBAs. So in addition to announcing a tuition decrease for the program, you are offering some major scholarships in addition. Talk about that.
That is correct, and that is also very unusual. You don't usually get scholarships for an MBA program. Sometimes you get teaching or research assistantships or merit scholarships, but to have such significant scholarships is very unusual. So Dennis and Lois Mackey, who are native Duluthians and long-time supporters and benefactors of UMD, are the ones that worked with us to offer two MBA scholarships beginning this fall for $12,000 apiece, and that's very significant. They also have undergraduate scholarships. They have two undergraduate scholarships at $6,000 apiece. He was a Denfield High School grad, and he cares deeply about opportunities for individuals in this region. And so we have Dennis and Lois Mackey to thank for that, and we'll be offering these MBA scholarships every year.
So now you've got a lower tuition for the graduate program, and you've got a financial incentive for people to want to go into that program. Did you feel like did you wake up one morning and say, we just need more MBAs? Or what was the driving force between really making and, you know, putting together a really incredible incentive package to have people pursue this course of study?
We have an incredible premier MBA program. We are the only AACSB accredited program in the region. AACSB is the Association to Advance Collegiate Schools of Business. You have to demonstrate standards of excellence, and it's a very rigorous process. We just were reaccredited, which every 5 years you go up, so we've had this for 15 years now. And as I said, we're the only accredited AACSB business program in the region. But we don't want to be the best-kept secret. We want people to realize how amazing we are and that these opportunities are right here in your own backyard. For instance, and this is an MBA through the University of Minnesota system, if you were to get the Carlson MBA down at the southern branch at the University of Minnesota Twin Cities, that MBA would cost you upwards of $70,000 for their part-time evening MBA. Our MBA would cost you, now the program in Duluth, approximately $30,000.
Wow.
So we're a premier program, and we want to get the news there and let people see what a great opportunity they have right here in their backyard.
This is fantastic. Well, it's really, it's certainly attention-grabbing. Again, those words, tuition reduction, you just never see those words next to each other. Amy,
we agree, and we hope that more people will be interested in finding out about it. This is a great opportunity to advance your career. The director of our graduate studies program is Al Rolene, and if you have questions about admissions or how you can apply for the scholarship, we also have additional merit scholarships for smaller amounts that would add several thousand, $1,000 to $3,000 a year, so you could get $15,000, half your MBA paid for, basically. You can contact Al Rolene at arolene@d.umn.edu, and he can answer additional questions.
And we'll get a link set up on our webpage for that. Thank you so much, Amy. It was great to speak with you this morning.
Thank you, Lisa. It was terrific to have this opportunity. We appreciate it.
Dr. Amy Heitepelto is the dean of the Leibovitz School of Business and Economics. They have just announced a tuition reduction in their MBA program and some major scholarships.